Kia ora and welcome back to the show. I'm very excited to have in the studio with me right now, musician Eve Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm well. It's early, but I'm probably more used to it than you are.
Oh, yeah. She was an early morning. I was like, oh, no.
So, hey, welcome to Christchurch. How's it treating you?
It's lovely. I love Christchurch. It's a cute wee place.
Yeah, it's humble.
It's humble.
So, anyway, you're kind of here because you have a new song coming out, Mr. Big Shot.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into that, I want to know you a bit better.
Okay.
So, for our audience out there, how would you kind of describe yourself as a musician?
How would I describe myself? Well, I would say I got to mention musical theatre because musical theatre is my first love.
Yeah.
So I would say within the whole musical theatre is like real storytelling.
Yeah, right.
So I would say within my songwriting, it's got to all make sense for me personally.
Okay,
so
right.
I'm a bit of a storyteller, I would say. And there's so much, lots of different music I'm into, so I feel like lots of my songs also are just a combination
right.
of different
cool.
genres.
Cool.
So that's me. I'm a bit all over the place.
Oh, I love that. So this is your third single release?
Correct, yes.
How were the first two? How'd that all go? What was it kind of like as well, releasing your first music?
It was amazing. It's something I've never thought I would ever do. So it was just such a cool achievement for me to be like,
yeah, right.
Oh my gosh, I've got music on Spotify. Like it was really cool.
So Mr. Big Shot, where did this, it's quite interesting when you listen to it because I think it's kind of a feeling we've all had towards someone at some point.
Mm-hmm.
How did this sort of come about?
Well, so basically I met this guy who, he promised me a lot career-wise. He said he was a music producer. He said he was a film producer. He said he had done A, B, C, D, E, all the way down to Z, basically.
Right, wow.
And a few times after meeting him, got a little bit uncomfortable, thinking potentially he was a bit of a know-it-all, a bit misleading,
right.
and potentially, you know, maybe ulterior motives. And so I was like, I'm just going to get myself out of the situation, much to his dislike. And then I was like, I'm going to write a song about this.
Yeah, right. And he's Mr. Big Shot, really.
He is. He is Mr. Big Shot.
So how have you kind of found this whole music industry? Is it been quite a happy experience?
Yeah, no, it's been great for me. I've jumped into it knowing it is a very difficult industry to get into.
Yeah.
So that hasn't been any sort of surprise to me.
Mm.
I've just been loving it. It's been cool to get creative in this way that I never thought I would.
Right, yeah. So you kind of mentioned how you have a lot of musical influences. Which is great. And we've got some real kind of soul vibes going on in this track. So where did the sound for this one come from?
See, I always struggle when people specifically ask me, like, had to pin it down. But there's a new artist that I've gotten into, which is called Lawrence. It's a duo. They're amazing, quite soulful. I'm also a bit of an old soul, whereas I love like Michael Jackson, amazing. And then I like a bit of Adele.
It's
a huge combination of different bits and bobs and molded into one.
So do you find, how does that process work for you? Like, are you a lyrics first person or a music first person?
I love this question, actually. For this song specifically, it was me and my friend, actually. We wrote it in the car. So
it was on a paper bag,
wasn't it? Yes, on a Glassons brown paper bag, because I'd sent my like last email to this guy, and so I was driving.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, and so we pulled over and then we started writing a tune, and it was just like both of us being like, did it, like trying to like do it like that. Yeah,
yeah, right.
So I would say that one was more lyrics first, but my other two was together whilst I was playing.
Wow, that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
That requires, Is that, do you think, kind of your musical theatre influence plays a big part in that?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because when I first started writing and I would show my friends that are also talented musicians, mm-hmm. they'd be like, oh, you're trying to say so much, like, chill out. You don't need to say so much.
Oh,
and I was
right.
like, okay. I like to give people too much information.
Hey, I'm super keen to play the song. I think it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. So, and this is radio debut for it, I believe?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic. very honoured to be doing this.
Oh,
so for our audience out there, here is Mr. Big Shot by Eve Kelly, and do enjoy this one. I think it's a great track. Radio debut, here we go. Enjoy, guys.
Mr. Big Shot, who do you think you are? See all the big time, but I bet you didn't think that I see through your lies. And see what's on your mind, bet you think you got me all hypnotized. Selling me a show, thinking there's no way go. You can't fool me, Mr. Big Shot. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Shot? Where's the proof you say you are? You speak to me of petty words. You can't fool me. You got the wrong girl, Mr. Big Shot. You can't go far. You run your mouth, over talking everything to freak me out. I know you got your demons. It's something them go. Just so you know, I can't take no more. You can't fool me, Mr. Big Shot. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Shot? Is the proof you say you are? You speak to me of petty words. You can't fool me. You got the wrong girl, Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Big Shot, who do you think you are? Mr. Big Shot, what's the proof you say you are? You speak to me of petty words. You can't fool me. You got the wrong girl, Mr. Big Shot.
And there we go, Mr. Big Shot. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Some fire in that song as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you kind of like drawing on those emotions
yes.
for your music?
Yeah, I do. And I think it, you know, it's a great way to show the passion in your music,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Do you find it almost in a way like... like therapeutic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah,
definitely. Right. Yeah. Like my first song, for instance, was getting over a relationship. And you know, you write the stuff and you're like, okay, yeah, done. I'm over it now.
Done. Chapter closed.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're a musical theatre person.
I am.
And I often ask when I have musical theatre people in.
Mm.
Favorite musical, like, you would want to be in?
Oh, that's a horrible question. there's literally so many, and I could go into the classics like Les Mis and all that. But mm-hmm. for now, I would say Waitress the musical. I love
Oh, really?
The role.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a beautiful musical, and the role of Jenna, and that would be insane. But I could be like, but this and this and this, but I'll just stick mm-hmm. with that one.
Okay. So, Mr. Big Shot mm-hmm. has just had its radio debut. It shall hopefully get played many more times by many people.
Fingers crossed.
What's next?
What's next? Well, these things are expensive. So
oh, right. Yeah.
So I do want to do some more recordings, but mm-hmm. got to be smart with my money. So I'll try plan it well.
Okay, yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, actually, sorry. I do have my own, like, gig coming up.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe mention that.
Yes,
yeah.
That with my first gig with my original music. So that's in Tauranga, though, so which is a bit far for these Christchurchians.
Yeah, little far.
But if you're in the North Island, Bay of Plenty, Tauranga, I'm doing my first originals gig with released and unreleased music on the 3rd of March.
Wow.
Yes.
So this means you have kind of more songs in your back pocket?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got some.
Oh, yeah. Just a lot by the sounds of it, maybe.
It's a fair few.
So EP maybe at some point?
Yeah, I would love to. The EP album, that would be, that's definitely a goal. Mm-hmm. I've just got to plan it wisely with money.
Money, yeah. These days it's expensive, man.
Oh, yeah.
So do you, like, work in your downtime?
At the moment, I'm just doing gigs, but my side hustle is always barista.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a you handy know? One as well.
It is.
And everyone needs a coffee.
Exactly, and it works everywhere, so.
What's your go-to coffee?
An oat milk latte.
Oh, yeah, classic. Standard. Nice. Free North Island, yeah. I must say. Well, Eve, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on that tune. You have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And really hope to hear more of you in the future. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you.